Hello friends, see we saw in chapter 8 how if somebody makes some changes in the negotiable instrument and the changes are such that it affects the person's rights and liabilities, the drawer is discharged from his liabilities, the drawee is discharged from his liabilities. So these are certain areas where certain precautions have to be taken, and yet in after those precautions you can make the instrument valid. But what happens when the instrument is lost or it is stolen by somebody? It goes away from the hands of the drawer or drawee and then somebody misuses it. Then will the drawer get protection? Will the payee get protection? Will he still continue to get the right that he enjoyed? Now these are the aspects which we are going to see in chapter 9. So chapter 9 deals with negotiable instruments which have been lost or which are unlawfully obtained. Unlawfully obtained means which are either stolen or taken under duress, by force, by coercion. So this is what we are going to see in this chapter. A lost instrument. I have prepared an instrument, I have delivered it to Mr. B, he is the drawee. Mr. B has to make payment to Mr. C, and the instrument in the process has got lost. While posting it by the postal department, it is misplaced, or it is sent by courier, the courier people have lost it, or somewhere in the process it is lost. The finder of a lost instrument will get no right against the true owner. I have prepared a bill on Mr. B payable to Mr. C. Mr. B has accepted the liability and he then sends it by post to Mr. C. In the process it is lost. Mr. C is in Goa, Mr. B is in Mumbai. From Mumbai, when it was sent by post to Goa, the bill is lost in transit. Somebody in Mumbai or Goa gets it. He is not Mr. C. Mr. C is the true owner. He is supposed to get the payment under the bill. But ye bill raste mein gum ho gaya, it is lost in transit aur kisi anjaan vyakti ke haath mein gaya hai. Now that person cannot say that I am Mr. C, make the payment to me, or he cannot say I am the bearer of the instrument, mere haath mein aa gaya hai, I am entitled for the payment. So the finder of the instrument is not entitled to any payment, he is not entitled to get any benefit against the true owner. He has no right to claim the money. Ki ye mere haath mein hai, I should get. Whether it is a bearer instrument or an order instrument, that is immaterial. गलत तरीके से उसके हाथ में आया है, he just found it. It was lost by the original people, now he has found it, doesn't mean that he is supposed to get it, the payment. The title of the true owner is not affected. The true owner is still the true owner and he is the payee, he is the beneficiary, he should get the payment. So, उसका right is not affected. If an instrument is lost, the owner should give a public notice and also notice to all parties concerned. The drawee has sent the bill by post to the payee. Beech mein gum ho gaya. Ab payee kehta hai ki mujhe bill mila hi nahi hai. When the payee says he has not received the bill, even after waiting for 5 days, 10 days, 12 days, he has to give a notice that I did not get it. Now the bill is lost. And he has to give a notice to the drawee and the drawer ki aapne jo bill banaya on B, it has not reached me, it is apparently lost, so please take note. He may ask for a duplicate, that's a subsequent thing, but is bill ke liye which is lost, he has to give a public notice. Public notice means any notice in the newspaper that bill number so and so or hundi number so and so issued by Mr. So-and-so on Mr. So-and-so in my favor is lost. So finders, please return it to me, and all parties please take care, do not make payment to so-and-so, I am the true owner, I should only get the payment. Ye notice wo dega and he will send the copy thereof to the drawee and the drawer. So So notice has to be given to all the parties concerned, and public notice also should be served. If a bill is lost before the due date, a duplicate can be issued with or without an indemnity. You issue a public notice, then wait for a few days, and then you can ask the drawer, please issue a duplicate one, and then arrange for payment. Kyunki due date abhi aaya hi nahi hai. So before the due date, he can ask for a duplicate bill. If the due date is over, then what to do? You can ask for a fresh bill to be prepared. Kyunki due date hone ke baad fir ek duplicate bill banane mein koi matlab nahi hai. So you can ask for a fresh bill to be issued. Jo gum ho gaya, lost, gone. All the this thing is extinguished because the due date is over. Now you ask for a fresh bill. Now the stolen instrument. We spoke initially of a lost instrument. In the case of a lost instrument, it is a genuine loss. Yo, sahi tarike se gum ho gaya by postal authorities, by courier people, or misplaced somewhere. You don't know where we have kept it. You are not able to locate it, trace, even after genuinely searching for it everywhere. In the case of a stolen instrument, the thief has stolen it, deliberately taken it away from your custody. So the thief who steals the instrument will not get any title to the instrument. Law will never protect robbers or thieves. Law always says that the thief never gets any title. The true owner will remain the true owner. A thief will never become a beneficiary. So a thief will never get a title to the instrument. If the thief transfers the bill to a holder in due course, then the holder in due course plus all subsequent holders will get good title. The thief, if he is really clever enough, will not go and ask for payment directly. He will transfer the bill to somebody else for genuine transaction, and then that person, if he really does not know that this is a stolen instrument, and if he takes it in good faith for valid consideration, there is no negligence on his part, then thief ko to paisa mil gaya, but the holder in due course is entitled for payment. Isiliye stolen instrument, the drawee, they have to be very careful that it is not stolen by anybody. They have to take proper care of their stock of instruments. They have to take good care, keep it in safe custody. Aapke paas checkbook diya hai bank ne, to checkbook aap sahi almari ke andar lock karke rakhiye. Don't allow somebody to steal it, because if that person steals it and you have already signed it, wo kuch bhi amount bharega, you are answerable. You have to make payment, because the holder in due course is entitled to the payment. It is your responsibility to protect your instrument and take good care of it. Don't allow anybody else to take possession by stealing it, because a stolen instrument can become payable when it is transferred to a holder in due course. Holder in due course is a very genuine person, and law recognizes a holder in due course even if he takes it from a robber, and the holder in due course is entitled to payment by the original maker, the drawer or the drawee. Beech mein robber aa gaya to bhi robber ko circumvent karke holder in due course will get the payment from the original drawer or the drawee. The only condition is that the holder in due course has taken the instrument in good faith, without negligence and without knowledge that it is a stolen instrument, without knowledge of the theft. Usko pata hi nahi hai ki ye chori ka maal hai aur usne le liya, to he is entitled for the payment because he is a holder in due course. Fraud. Where there is fraud involved in the case of a bill of exchange or a check or a promissory note, in any valid contract, free consent of all the parties is necessary. All the parties are giving the business deal, they are doing, entering into the business deal with free consent. That is the basic concept of any contract. You enter into a contract, you are doing it with your own volition. Nobody is forcing you to do it. Nobody is compelling you to do it. Ki chaku dikha ke bolte, sign karo. You are signing the instrument, you have given your consent to make the payment. So, in any valid contract, free consent of all the parties is necessary. There is no coercion, there is no force, and there is no cheating. if the title of an endorser is defective, even then the endorsement is valid. Endorsement is valid. Endorser jo hai, uska khud ka title galat hai, phir bhi he can pass on a good title. That is the basis of a Negotiable Instrument Act. Negotiable jo meaning hai, in the case of Negotiable Instrument Act, it says I can pass on a better title than what I have. So, the endorser's title is defective, but he can make good valid endorsements. If a negotiable instrument was obtained by fraud, the holder will not get a good title. If there is a fraud involved, I fool the person, I cheat him, and then I get the endorsement in my favor, so I do not get a good title. As an endorsee, I have cheated the people, I have cheated the previous holder, and then I have got the endorsement done in my favor. I will not get a good title. The holder will not get a good title. Subsequent negotiation or transfers of the instrument are also not valid. Once this fraud is established, then I cannot pass on a good title to other people. I cannot make other people get any benefit because fraud is involved. Normal negotiable instruments where there is no fraud involved, even if the endorser doesn't have a good title, he can pass on a good title. There is no consideration between me and the previous party, but I can endorse further with proper consideration and give it to a holder in due course. I can have further endorsements done properly, but where there is a fraud, I am a fraudulent person or maine cheating karke le liya mere favor mein check, I cannot pass on good title to subsequent people because of the fraud. This is a protection given by Negotiable Instrument Act in the case of frauds. Unlawful consideration. Negotiable instruments, they are instruments created for certain transactions. Payment of money is involved. This is consideration. Consideration means where financial deals are there, payment is involved, payment of money. But if there is an unlawful consideration, then those instruments cannot be treated as valid instruments. So, negotiable instrument created for illegal consideration is not valid. Betting, gambling, char log milke patte khel rahe hain and they are gambling. And this fellow says, if I win the game, you give me 10,000 rupees, you give me 40,000 rupees, you give me 1 lakh rupees. Aur ye betting mein yadi haar gaye to haarne wala vyakti isko paisa dena hai, to paise dene ke badle wo likh ke deta hai. He gives a promissory note or he makes a bill of exchange and he'll tell ki you pay to this person. Now the consideration here is not a valid or legal consideration. Paise kyu dene hai? Kyunki wo gambling mein haar gaya. जुआ खेलते समय हार गया वो, इसीलिए उसको पैसे देने हैं. देयर इज नॉट अ जेन्युइन ट्रेड ट्रांजैक्शन, इट्स नॉट अ मर्केंटाइल ट्रांजैक्शन. तो यहाँ पे क्या है, कंसिडरेशन क्या है, पैसे तो जाना है एक हाथ से दूसरे हाथ में, बट द बेसिस फॉर दैट इज बेटिंग और गैम्बलिंग विच इज एन इलीगल एक्टिविटी. तो दैट इलीगल एक्टिविटी इज गिविंग बर्थ टू इलीगल कंसिडरेशन. And for that illegal consideration, if a negotiable instrument is drawn, that is an invalid document. So, Negotiable Instrument Act says that a negotiable instrument created for illegal consideration is not valid. It's not valid. Likewise, if the purpose of the contract is immoral or against public policy, the instrument will not be वैलिड. अभी रिसेंटली जो आईपीएल कॉन्ट्रोवर्सी हुआ और उसमें बेटिंग जो हुआ, आईपीएल बेटिंग क्रिकेट मैच में, दे वर ऑल इलीगल, इमोरल, अगेंस्ट पब्लिक इंटरेस्ट. वी वॉन्टेड टू सी अ जेन्युइन मैच बिटवीन जेन्युइन प्लेयर्स और वहां पे यदि मैच फिक्सिंग हो गया और उसमें यदि हमने पैसे डाले हैं तो इट इज अगेंस्ट द पब्लिक पॉलिसी. और वहां पे जो पैसे एक दूसरे के हाथ से जो गया है, जो बेनिफिट्स मिले हैं कुछ undeserving people, those are all, if their check transactions were there or bills were raised, they were invalid. So those negotiable instruments, those contract itself is immoral and against public policy. It is not a valid instrument. If the possessor of such an invalid instrument endorses it in favor of someone else, the other person will not be entitled to get payment. मुझे मालूम है कि मैंने धोखा दिया, मैंने गलत काम किया और इसीलिए मेरे फेवर में ये आया है. So what I'll do, you know, to protect myself, I pass on this to somebody else. I will endorse it. क्योंकि मेरे हाथ में है तब तक it is invalid. Because I have done unlawful activity. Betting से मुझे ये पैसे मिलने वाले हैं और ये मैं एंडोर्स कर देती हूँ. Somebody else is doing a good job. He is doing real genuine transaction and I endorse it and take money from him. And if that money person is not a fraudulent person, he is a genuine person, फिर भी उसको टाइटल नहीं मिलेगा. क्योंकि क्या हो गया, इनडायरेक्टली हम इसको corroborate करते ही इसको genuine करा देते हैं. So to avoid this situation, law says that if I have taken the money for illegal consideration, I cannot endorse it further and make it a valid document. तो ये गलत है. इसीलिए law takes care that if the possessor of such an invalid instrument endorses it in favor of someone else, the other person will not be entitled to get the payment. Even if that other person is not a fraud, he is not indulging in any illegal activity. But still he will not get payment. क्योंकि वो जो basis जो वो है, root, that itself is not a valid root. That is giving birth, it is an invalid document. Invalid document giving birth to different situations cannot make this valid. But a holder in due course can claim payment if he acted in good faith. Holder in due course को हमेशा अलग status है. वो एक pedestal के ऊपर बैठा हुआ है, महाराजा है. तो उसको अलग status मिल जाता है. So holder in due course will get protection, but anybody else will not get good protection. And that is why any unlawful, illegal consideration जहाँ पे है, यदि वो जड़ है, तो उसके basis पे, उसके आधार पे आगे के transactions genuine नहीं होंगे, they will all remain illegal or immoral or unlawful. So such instruments will not be valid in law. A forged instrument. We saw about forgery. Now, a forged instrument, as per the negotiable instrument, forgery means fraudulently making or altering some writing in the instrument. You are changing something, material alteration. You are making some changes so as to affect the other person's right. I am changing the instrument in such a way that from 6,000 I am making it 60,000. 6,000 ko 60,000 kar diya. And I have done, you know, some fraudulent act. ये fraud है, amount change कर दिया मैंने, या मैंने A लिखा pay to Mr. A, A के आगे A and B कर दिया, I become party to the fraud. I have made some alterations. So forgery does not mean only signing somebody else's signature. Forgery also includes any changes, alterations in such a way as to affect the other person's right. ये alteration करने से क्या हुआ, जो A को पैसा मिलना था अभी B को मिल जाएगा, या फिर C is the payee, C के बदले D payee बन जाता है, या I have to get 6,000 instead I am going to get 60,000. ये सब alterations हैं whereby there is a fraud committed. If the signature of the maker, drawer or acceptor is forged, the instrument is a forged one. Alterations, signature change, and all these are forgeries. The holder of a forged instrument cannot get payment. Any forgery will not allow the holder to get benefit. See, forgery is something where there is malafide intention. Where there is a malafide intention to defraud somebody. So, वहाँ पे forgery cannot be ratified by anyone. It cannot be ratified even by the maker of the check. I am the holder of the check. Mr. A is the maker of the check. He is the drawer. उसने check बनाया और मैंने 6,000 को 60,000 कर दिया. I cannot go and tell Mr. A, please sign this. He cannot ratify this. because forgery is a forgery. No one can ratify forgery. Law gives protection, forgery cannot be ratified. Kyunki yadi ye allow kar diya na, to fir there will be 150 forgeries every day in every aspect. Forgery at the initial stage, forgery at the subsequent stage. Subsequent stage means endorsements, forged endorsements. See, if the signature of the endorser is forged on the instrument, it is known as forged endorsement. Maker signature, it is known to the drawee. In the case of a check, the customer's signature is known to the banker. But if the endorser signature is forged, bank will not know that the endorser signature is forged. Endorser ka signature to bank ke record mein nahi hai. Bank ke record mein sirf maker ka signature hai. But endorser ne yadi signature gum ho gaya uske haath se check and that is forged by somebody else, it was very difficult to find out. A forged endorsement is never a valid endorsement. Hence the endorsee will not get a good title. Jiske haath mein check gaya, wo signature forge karta hai. See, the check is drawn by A on a particular bank in favor of B. B has endorsed it to C. Ab C ke haath se gum ho gaya. Ab C ka signature D forge karta hai. So, what will happen? D is not entitled to the payment. C is the endorsee, but he has lost it or it has gone into the hands of D and D is forging the signature of C. Then it is a real problem. कि कैसे पता चलेगा कि ये C का ही signature है या किसी और ने इसका signature forge किया है? Now that is for the collecting bank. We'll see to that later on. That who is responsible to know the endorsements of the endorsees, whether they are genuine or forged. But as of now, let us understand that if this endorser's signature is forged or subsequent endorsee's signatures are forged, the instrument loses its true meaning. It becomes an invalid document. Any forgery at any stage will make the document invalid. It will not be a genuine negotiable instrument. So it becomes an invalid document and that is why payment should not be allowed against those instruments. But in a bearer instrument or endorsement in blank, the holder gets a good title. Bearer instrument mein kya hai? The bearer will get the payment. Who is the bearer? Anybody? XYZ. Bearer instrument diya hai aapne, iska matlab ye hai ki bearer has to get the payment. Aapne usme do teen endorsement bhi dale to bhi kuch farak nahi padta hai. It is immaterial whether the endorsement is in blank or it is full endorsement. The endorsement has no role to play in a bearer instrument. Endorsement ho ya nahi ho, bearer ko to payment dena hi hai. So bearer will get the payment. So endorsement is forged. It has no relevance in the case of a bearer instrument. But in the case of an order instrument, if endorsement is forged, that instrument is not valid. Negotiable instruments without consideration. We saw negotiable instruments for unlawful consideration. Here we are talking about negotiable instruments where there is no consideration, whether lawful or unlawful. There are no considerations at all. Then what is the status of that negotiable instrument? Is it valid or invalid? A negotiable instrument made, drawn or accepted without consideration is not a valid instrument. Law says that if there is no consideration, making, drawing, accepting, all these things have no meaning. That instrument is invalid. Negotiable instruments are born only for genuine trade transactions or financial deals. There has to be a consideration. Somebody has to make payment of money to someone else. Someone else has to get the money from some other person. So there has to be a consideration. Yadi consideration hi nahi hai aur bill banaya gaya hai, to what is that bill? It is an accommodation bill. Accommodation is, bill is not valid. So a negotiable instrument act says that a negotiable instrument where there is no consideration is not a valid instrument. No payment is payable thereon. There is no question of making any payment. You need not pay, and the person who has made the instrument also will not be obliged to pay. He should not make such a bill at all. He should not draw such a bill. But having made it, there is no obligation on his part to make any payment. But if such an instrument is negotiated for valuable consideration, the holder and subsequent holders will get good title. Ye humne pehle bhi dekha ki any accommodation bill, if it is accepted and endorsed further to a holder in due course, where there is consideration and that consideration is genuine, then the holder will get a good title and that holder will be entitled to payment. He can claim payment, so he becomes entitled. Then that bill, the instrument becomes a genuine bill. It becomes a valid negotiable instrument. So, thank you very much, friends. This is all about negotiable instruments and the position in which the instrument is under different circumstances. Okay, thank you.